VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. Another round of talks fails to reach an agreement to avert President Trump's threatened tariffs on Mexico. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Negotiators from both the U.S. and Mexico spent the day Thursday trying to find common ground when it comes to President Trump's demand that the Mexican government take steps to keep Central American migrants from reaching the U.S. border. Vice President Mike Pence in a speech in Pennsylvania.
We've made it very clear to our neighbors to the south. Mexico must do more.
Trump is threatening a 5% tariff on Mexican imports. Mexico's Foreign Secretary Marcelo Ebrard says another round is set for Friday morning.
We are advancing in order to reach an agreement.
Tim McGuire, Washington.
The AU Peace and Security Council has suspended Sudan from all activities until a civilian-led government is formed. It comes as protest leaders in Sudan rejected an offer from the ruling military council to negotiate the country's political future. The protest leaders said the call for talks is insincere following this week's deadly crackdown on demonstrators in Khartoum, which witnesses blamed on the militia known as the Rapid Support Forces. The United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and Norway said Thursday that a preliminary investigation into a coordinated attack on four of their oil tankers in the port last month was likely carried out by a state actor. In a joint statement, they said that limpet mines were used in the May 12th coordinated attacks, which left large holes in the hulls of the four tankers, but did not cause more extensive damage or oil spills. Limpets are a type of naval mine that attach to their targets with magnets. The three countries presented their initial findings to the UN Security Council in an informal meeting Thursday to discuss what they see as a threat to international commercial navigation and the security of global energy supplies. This is VOA News. A U.S. commander says a show of military force in the region prompted Iran to step back. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The top commander of American forces in the Middle East said Thursday Iran has chosen to step back and recalculate after a United States buildup of military assets in the region. General Frank McKenzie spoke with three reporters accompanying him to the Gulf. The USS Abraham Lincoln Carrier Strike Group, four Air Force B-52 bombers, and additional batteries of Army Patriot air defense systems were rushed to the region after U.S. intelligence picked up on Iranian threats in the first days of May. McKenzie added, he still has concerns about potential aggression by Iran. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Iran rejected French calls for wider international talks over its nuclear and military ambitions, saying on Friday it would only discuss its existing 2015 atomic pact with world powers. The French president, Emmanuel Macron, said a day earlier that Paris and Washington both wanted to stop Tehran from getting nuclear arms, and new talks should focus on curbing its ballistic missiles program and on other issues. British Prime Minister Theresa May steps down as leader of the Conservative Party on Friday, and the first round of voting to elect her successor is expected next week. May will remain in the post until a new leader is chosen, likely by the end of July, but she relinquished control over the direction of Britain's departure from the European Union, scheduled for October 31st. The next prime minister will have less than 5 months to decide whether to try to revive May's plan and delay Brexit once again or leave the EU with no agreement at all. May took office after the 2016 referendum vote to sever ties with the EU and spent most of the past 3 years working on that plan, but she failed 3 times to convince members of parliament to support her Brexit deal. U.S. President Trump may not like the trade numbers he's been hearing from the Commerce Department. AP correspondent Mike Thompson. I should say Ben Thomas.
The Commerce Department says the gap between what the U.S. buys overseas and what it sells dropped to $50.8 billion in April, 2.1% lower than in March. The deficit with China, however, rose close to 30% as exports dropped and Chinese imports climbed. While President Trump has sought to reduce the trade deficit, seeing it as a sign of economic weakness, mainstream economists say the gap is the product of one enduring economic factor. Americans buy more than they produce, and imports fill the gap. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.